What's up? You have tapped in to Keep It Real podcast by and about that Action Jackson. And sometimes they call me Spice. It just depends. Well, it's been a long time since I did a podcast on the Acre Show podcast. You know, trying to promote the Acres for people to get on here and get their own podcast. It's really easy to do. It's not hard. And you can still invite your friends on to the show. Well, I am here today to just do a little review on a subject that I wanted to bring to the light, which is relationships. Relationships with family, relationship with friends, and being with your partner. Nowadays in relationships, it's a lot of boundaries and respect that get crossed, and it will allow people to do things that's not acceptable because there's no communication. What I have learned about relationships is you have to really get to know a person to understand a person. You have to really get to be around a person and allow a person to open up to show you and teach you how to carry them. Because if not, you will find your own way how to carry your person. And you would think that it's okay to do that. But they don't think that it's okay to do that because everybody's love language is different. So sometimes relationships get broken because there's no understanding between both parties. Meaning that you have to actually sit down, open up, and tell a person what your do's and your don'ts. Once you put that on the table, then it's they deal to say, okay, this is what she don't like, or this is what he don't like. This is what I'm not gonna do, because if I do it, then I know this is what make her feel. And it goes both ways. It ain't just the men. It go both ways on both sides. So a lot of times people tend to not communicate because they tend to not want to hurt the other party by saying, oh, I kept it from you because I didn't want to hurt you. With not understanding, you never gave the other party a chance to react. You just instant thought that that person was going to react in the way that you thought they were going to react. And now you got this conflict. When it really doesn't matter if you go to a person with the truth or the lie, it both gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt, the truth gonna hurt, and the lie gonna hurt. But why not go with the truth when the truth can be fixed? Things can still move forward, because then the party will respect the fact that you came to them and at least cared about their feelings to letting them know what is going on. A lot of times people miss out on good people all because they don't know how to be honest, or they just feel like, well, I don't want to tell this person because I don't want to hurt them. You're still going to lose them, especially if you don't be honest with them. Then when a person don't want to deal with it, or they feel some type of way, then it becomes a lot of excuses. So this is my advice on relationships, and it goes with friendships too. Learn how to communicate. Learn how to get to know the person that you are dating. And when I say learn, I mean get yourself a year or two with a person so you know they do's and they don'ts. That right there will tell you if this person is someone that you will want to date and go farther with, or if this is a person that you will just want to stay friends with and you don't even want to break that bond. So you allow yourself to continue to have that connection so that you can still have this person in your life. Because 9 times out of 10, when you hurt someone and they leave you, you will miss them because they didn't do anything to you. So I learned, because I'm not speaking off certain people. I'm speaking of myself also, because I've been there and I've done that. Relationships, friendships, and when it comes to family, there's no communication. And then when it comes to social media, that is where everybody feels like, oh, I can be myself. But 9 times out of 10, everybody not even they self on social media. If you want to make something work with somebody that you say you love or you want in your life, be honest with them up front. You cannot choose the way a person's supposed to react because you don't want them to react like that. And I never understood, how do a person get mad because you react in a way that they don't like, all because you care about them or because you love them or because you have some type of feelings for them, you know, and then they mad because you hurt their feelings. I just ain't never really got it, but it ain't for me to get, long as I understand. So I'm here because I just want to get a point of view on a woman's side and a man's side. Now I'm going to speak with the women first. Women, stop allowing yourself to settle for these men all because they fine or they got good dick and or they got money. That's settling. Higher your standards. If they take away sex and money, can you actually think about what do a person have to offer? If sex and money got taken away, what do a person actually have to offer you? What can you say about that person? You probably don't know because you really don't know that person. Now, if you could take away sex and money and still have a connection with somebody, then you know that it's deeper and you know that it's real. Because if sex and money is out of the equation and you don't hear from them or they're not talking to you, they disappeared, then you already know, okay, if it was a sex, they ain't having sex no more. Or it maybe you was giving them money and then you ain't giving them to them. They disappear and then they go where they're comfortable with. But if you are learning somebody, then you mentally connected with them. Meaning that they might just call and check up on you, see how you doing. They might just want to have a deep conversation, or you might be the person that they vent to. And this is without sex or money. A lot of people don't even know who their partners are because everybody's so quick to jump in these relationships and not even know that half of the time people sleep with the enemy. The person that do you the worst be the person that you lay next to. A lot of people don't even know who they lay next to. And it's crazy because a lot of y'all women probably get red flags when y'all lay next to these niggas and y'all don't even know they red flags. When you can wake up all the time angry, when you always fussing at them, when you always worried about where he going every time he walked through out the door, that's a red flag. Because whatever those feelings that you are feeling, they're real. You feeling those for a reason. You're not tripping, but who will want that type of energy every day? Or they coming in at 1-2 o'clock in the morning, you know, or they want to lay up, you know. And number one, a lot of y'all let these niggas get in y'all bed from coming outside instead of y'all saying, no, nigga, go get in the shower before you get in my bed. Y'all be so happy that the nigga there that y'all allow a nasty, stinky ass nigga to come and jump in your bed and not even know where he have been. So now he done brought all this energy from messing with other bitches or with even his niggas, and he done brought in your bed. Now you tossing and turning all night while he's sleeping good, snoring all motherfucking night in your goddamn bed, and you wondering how he's so peaceful and you're not. Learn how to read energy. Learn how to speak to the universe and allow the universe to send you signs when people are sending you messages. Because if not, all you're going to do is end up in a situationship. You're going to end up fighting, arguing. You don't want it no more. This ain't what you want to do. Now you want to be single. But it was always red flags there. Another thing, women, stop chasing these men when you are the catch. Should no woman be out here begging or chasing no nigga to see that she's a good woman? If he don't see it, then go to the nigga that does see it. We hold on too long to men that are not for us, and we end up prolonging person that is for us, and you stully wondering why you ain't got no men, because you won't let go of the motherfucker that's not for you. When you start to love yourself as a woman, your standards become high. Your elevation become high. Your vibration become high. You don't even be on the same earth and vibration as a lot of people. So your energy don't share with a lot of people. They might irritate you, or you might go around, you might get anxiety. Them are all signs of signal of the universe sending you a signal to your body saying this is not it. Learn how to get in tune with self-love in your body. And all the answers that you want to know about your partner will be spoken to you. You don't have to go look in his phone. You won't have to go on social media wondering what he's doing or who he's talking to. You won't have to go and call his friends and ask them how they talk to him, because the universe and your body and the messages that you want will speak to you directly. But if you're blinded and you're in denial, you're going to go look for those things. You're going to have a reason. Your energy is going to speak to you because it wants you to start searching. It wants you to go, oh my God, I've been there. I remember it was a time I was in a relationship and I can be knocked out sleep. Knocked out. And I'll wake up and the first thing that comes to my mind is this motherfucker doing something. Not because I caught him doing something. Not because I went through their phone. It's because my body language and the vibration spoke to me. The moment I opened up my eyes, my body had already felt that the person was doing something wrong. And was I right? Yeah. Every time I felt it, I caught it. I never was wrong. Not one time. And even though me and this person are friends now, them is things that we could talk about. And we laugh about it now because I didn't even understand how I was feeling those vibrations like that. But that was because I was tapped into my sixth sense, my spiritual side, my vibration level. When you start getting in tune who you are and what you want, and when you start praying certain prayers to God, you have to understand, just because you pray certain prayers does not mean he's going to give it to you. Or if he give it to you, does not mean he's going to give it to you with the person that you want it with. If he know that this person is not for you, it's not going to be with that person. We have to learn to allow ourselves to detach from something if we do not supposed to have it. We cannot continue in life to hold on to things that do not supposed to be held on to. You will not elevate in life. You won't make it nowhere in life. You will be comfortable where you at. And being comfortable for me is not an option. I'm not comfortable nowhere where I'm at. That's why I move around. That's why, you know, I do what I do, because I try to learn in the universe where I'm going. I don't do relationships because I don't even know where I'm going. A lot of y'all get in relationships because y'all just don't want to be by yourself. And what y'all have to learn about that is that when you can't be by yourself, God's not going to allow you to be with nobody. Now, I do believe a person can come to you, can be the right person at the wrong time. And by me saying that is, this could be your person, but the timing is not right for this person to be with you. And that is because when God needs you to work on self, he wants you to do that first. And then everything else will follow. Now, a person that's going to be for you and who God got for you, can't nobody take that from you. It's yours. It's already stamped. Your name is already on it. It's already delivered. And it's already yours. All you have to do is do the assignment so you can receive it. So what I'm saying is, learn how to love yourself. Learn how to detach yourself from anything that's messing with your sleep, your vibration, your anxiety, whatever you was feeling. Listen to your body. Listen to your dreams. Pay attention to the universe. It speaks to you. You don't have to go search and see what a man is doing for you to get the answers that you're looking for. And another thing, stop accepting certain things that a man do. And then when you get tired of him doing it, now you want him to change. You know, one thing about us women, we have to realize you can't change a man. Marriage don't change a man. Babies don't change a man. Having good sex don't change a man. Sucking good dick don't change a man. Having the best pussy in the world don't change a man. That does not change a man. The only thing change a man is a man that wants to change for himself. If a man learn who he is, when he loves himself, then he'll realize he don't want to deal with multiple women because there's too many different energies that he's getting involved with. He want peace. And when he want peace, that means he rather deal with one woman's attitude, one woman's nagging, one woman's happiness. And that's it. He don't have to deal with thousands of girls calling and having these different emotions. Men have to understand, we are women. We are emotional creatures. We have periods. We have babies. We have emotional breakdowns. And we tend to deal with a lot of mental abuse, sexually abused, physically abused, narcissists, and a lot of things in our life. So when it comes to certain things that we deal with, we're not strong enough in certain areas. So this is where I tap in and allow my women to understand that strength comes with self-love first. When you allow yourself to love you, your strength will build up. Then you will start choosing you first, meaning that you're not going to continue to worry about how anybody feel or what another person want, because you're going to focus on you. And a lot of people don't understand this. And I try to tell them, because this is who I am today. It's a lot of things in my life I don't tolerate anymore because I don't have the patience, and time is something that you can't get back. So stop wasting people's time. Stop bothering people, women or men, if your intentions for these people are not right. If you know that you want to fuck with a bitch and you want to fuck her, keep it as a fuck. If you get the pussy, let that be that and keep going. Why continue to prolong something that you know that you don't want and the tension's not right for it? You know, and then you manipulate her, become this narcissist, and then you turn the flip on her like, oh, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want this. But then you lay up with her every day. You know, you send a sweet message, y'all on the phone talking, y'all probably use unprotected, y'all kissing, y'all have this connection, so you have led this lady on. And then when you notice that she's falling for you, you switch this narcissist shit on you, like, oh, I really don't want a relationship, I ain't the one for you. You know, just like, dudes, y'all don't understand the damage and trauma that y'all put on us women. Like, we don't get and earn the respect that we deserve because y'all put us down so much. Y'all belittle us so much. Y'all call us bitches, we hoes, it's hoes over bros. And it's just like, what in the world would make a man want to choose niggas over they woman? You feel me? Like, why would a man want to hang out with his partners all motherfucking night, then instead of go home and be in the comfort zone of his woman and the person that truly loves him, that know that you know that's going to protect you? Because a lot of y'all niggas be out here running to y'all niggas, and y'all real protectors is y'all women. When y'all women be telling y'all certain people ain't good for y'all, just like a man can come and tell his woman she ain't your friend, it go both ways. Y'all don't listen because y'all allow y'all friends to get in y'all heads, oh, your bitch be tripping. No, your bitch know. Your bitch know something ain't right. We sense. God gave us that type of gift till we can sense when something is not right. We can sense when your friend is not right. We can sense when the relationship is not right. We can sense when you're cheating. That's why it don't pay to lie for real, because honestly, it's all there. And then the woman will know the truth, and y'all will try up and down to say, you tripping, you don't know what you're talking about, it ain't nothing like that. And y'all allow yourself to lead women on when you can be free from that. People treat you the way you allow them to treat you. So if you one of them women that continue to let a nigga lie to you, continue to tell, let a nigga put in your ear he ain't doing nothing, then stop complaining about what the fuck he's doing. Stop always questioning him, asking him if you're going to accept it. Why continue to go to your man and keep asking, you fucking with her, you fucking with her, when you ain't gonna stop fucking with him? And what make y'all women think because a nigga chose you that you won? Because Y'all don't understand that the person to get away is the one that wins. Because the person to get away don't have to deal with the sneakiness or the cheating or the backstabbing or just the things that you doing. Because if you are the other woman, then you already see how he's treating this woman. So why would you even want yourself to be her? Because it's all got something to do with competition. I've been that woman before. I have laughed at bitches because they niggas and they husbands be giving me their money and doing all that. And guess what I did? I got karma to where I could have lost my life behind that. Learn how to treat people. Learn people love language. Learn people friendship language. And learn how to understand when a person feels some type of way that it's okay for them to speak how they feel without the other person having to have an excuse why they shouldn't feel like that. It's okay for a person to feel the way they feel if they're feeling that. Now, what you do as the other person is help them not feel that no more. What is it that I can do or what I need to do to show you that I apologize or I don't want to do that no more? And a lot of y'all niggas need to stop doing shit and running back talking about y'all fucking sorry. Because a sorry motherfucker do it again. If you want to show change, show that shit in y'all actions. Stop always going to fuck off on a good woman and then turn around talking about y'all sorry. I don't be knowing what y'all niggas be having planned in y'all head. But y'all have to understand that in some point in a real woman life, she will get tired. It might be 5 years. It might be 10. It might be 20. But she will get tired. She won't deal with the bullshit. She won't deal with the cheating. She won't deal with none of that. Because then she'll start loving herself. And when you lose her, no, you won't get her back. Because once a real woman finds who she is and she finds love, she does not return. She will continue to move on with life and elevate until God send her the right men. And you will be the men on the other side watching her blossom and grow in her business, in her life, happy with a man that love her the way she try to get you to love her. But y'all don't think fat men greasy because a woman show you that she fucks with you so hard that you think in your mind, I got her. She ain't going nowhere. Everybody have a breaking point, including men. Women, y'all have to do the same thing. Stop cheating with these other men, knowing that it can cause conflict with two men. We are already losing too many of our black men. And women, we are the middle dominator of black men falling apart because y'all women, because I definitely don't do this, but a lot of y'all women get mad at y'all niggas go fuck with the ops. Or y'all had babies by niggas that don't like y'all first baby daddies. And y'all niggas be okay with going to sleep with the woman who you funking with her baby daddy and y'all sleep with them unprotected and then you got a baby. How is that raised? Y'all raising these and having these babies in households with all these different energies from different fathers and they growing up wondering, what the hell going on? My daddy don't like your daddy. Now the kids turn out not to like each other, but they living in the same household with the mother who is raising them. But it's crazy because things that in life that we see is shown to us. So in life, when we grow up, we only act out what we see. Kids is taught things. They just don't come out of nowhere and we funking. I don't like my brother. That shit is planted in a kid's head to know my daddy don't like your daddy. Or they didn't heard conversations. And people, stop acting like that y'all kids don't be knowing. Kids are smarter than y'all think they are. That's why brothers and siblings with different fathers tend, and sisters tend to grow up and dislike each other because of the negative things that have been said on both parties. And that's not one person that even trying to break and fix the cycle. That's why we're going to keep losing our kids. We're going to keep losing our women. We're going to not find God. The kids don't even know who God is. These kids are so caught up in wigs and iPhones and boyfriends and hurry up and want to have sex that they don't even know that the vibration that they're in is worse than the vibration that we were in when we were having sex when we weren't even supposed to, because it's so easy for them now. It's so easy for a kid to just say, "Ooh, I want a wig because it's my 16th birthday." And it's so quick for parents to say, "Okay," because they want to outshine the, they want their kid to outshine the next kid. But where's the grades? Where's the colleges? It's so much more than life than these children have to grow up the way they grow when they have a chance to get out of this. Our children is the world. They have the chance to change the world, but it starts in the home and it starts with the parents. If your child is comfortable and used to you having niggas over and living the way you're living, then what makes you think that your kid want to go to college? What makes you think your kid want to change the world? They're not thinking like that. A lot of these little girls look up to their mothers. That's who they want to be like. And then y'all mothers, y'all want to call y'all little daughter, little bitch a hoe, or she got this dude out in her face. But who taught her that? Who taught her that? Who taught her? Who showed her that? And I ain't going to say taught, because some of these kids ain't even taught that. They're showed that. And not because they show, because the parents like, "Oh, I want to show my kid what I'm doing." But because it's brought in their home and it's just in the opening. Like, my grandfather raised me. And I can honestly count, and I'm 36 years old, I can honestly count on one finger, not him, but a finger, how many women I seen come into my grandfather's house. And that is one woman. And to this day now, that woman is our family. I never seen women in and out of my grandfather's house. I never seen different companies or anything. And that's why I'm a loner. You know, I love being alone because I was raised just me and my grandpa. You know, we might have company time to time, but he really protect me, or tried to protect me from the outside world. Now, me choosing my path was me, not my grandfather. I chose to go out there and be boy crazy. I chose to want to have a boyfriend, have sex, be fast, run the streets with my friends. I was faster than my friends. My friends wasn't even fast. I chose that, not my grandfather. You feel what I'm saying? So, we have to teach our kids that that's not the route that they want to go. Because if we don't protect them, they won't be protected. You got the fathers abusing them. You got these women bringing their boyfriends around. They abusing them. Y'all know that the vibration in the earth shifts, and we're not like we was in 2002 and 3 and 4. We're not on that vibration earth no more. We on a different one. So this one, the kids a little thicker. You know, these kids out here, I'm 36, and these kids be 15, 16, and they looking like they passed my age. And really, they are babies. And then y'all grown parents, again, y'all allow y'all kids to act grown, and then they start liking older men. And now y'all, "Oh, he's a pervert." Don't get me wrong, any men, I'm saying men, because only little boys is going to be looking at little girls. But any man in his right mind know that you can actually know a person by age, by their face and their eyes. You know a baby face when you see one. I don't give a fuck how much a little girl got. I don't care how much makeup, lashes, whatever. You can tell by a baby. You could tell a baby face. Y'all men ain't looking at the face. Y'all looking at the bodies. And it's disgusting. It's disgusting. And these women and these little girls is growing up liking these older men. And the finger gets pointed at the older men for messing with the little girls. But at the end of the day, how did this little girl even get planted in her mind that she even want her older men? Like, what will make a little girl be like, "Oh, I want me an older man. I want me an older man." And why don't y'all parents plant in y'all kids' head that you don't talk to older men. You talk to boys your age, and you do not talk to grown men. That stuff do not be taught to us. It's not taught to us in school. Abuse is not taught to us. Nothing was taught to us. All our life, everything's been a lie in this world, and now the universe is exposing it. And a lot of people can't comprehend because their vibration low, they don't know what the fuck going on. Tap into who the fuck you are so you won't be left behind, for real. It's going to be a lot of people left behind trying to find they self because they're going to be fucking lost because they're so stuck in a mind frame on this earth and they haven't even took their vision, their mind, their energy to another level because they're content and they are okay with being where they at. You should never be okay. You should never be content where you at. You should always want to elevate. And if you are in a relationship, you always will want the person you with to elevate with you. You have to understand, if you're trying to elevate and they're not, then your life will be at a standstill. You have to stop choosing people over you, because a lot of times you miss out on good people and good blessings. And later on down the line, you will think about that and you might not get it back. You know, so be careful, be mindful, be understanding, have your eyes out open, have your ears listening, learn to talk less, not too much, learn to understand who people are and be able to try to get to understand that person that they are. Now, if you know that you dealing with a person that's messy, then you could not keep talking about all this motherfucker messy, because you just as messy as the person that's being messy if you still got the messy person around. See, sometimes we be so blinded by what other people do or what they say or how they moving till we don't even understand that it ain't them, it's you. You cannot continue to talk about people and allow them in your space, because just because they don't know you talking about them, or just because they don't hear you talking about them, God knows. So if you sitting up and you speaking bad about somebody, or you telling somebody business, or you a fake friend, or you a jealous, know that it will only last for so long until it's exposed to the person, because God sees, God hears. So he releases, and he will allow them people to hear what you say. He allowed them people to find out without going to look. And then y'all get mad when y'all find out that a person is talking about y'all, but y'all don't ever even think about, damn, I was talking about them first. This world that we live in is so corrupt and it's so demonic and evil, because we have so many different levels of vibration that everybody in the world is lost. Why so many killings, so much drugs, it's fucking, it's partying, but it's no God. Until it's a tragic, then here comes God. Until you need a blessing, then here comes God. Until you in a situation where you can't call nobody but God. So I'm speaking this because I have learned, and I am 36. I tapped into the spiritual level in 2019, and I continue to grow, and now I'm deeper in it. And I learn vibrations, I learn energy, I learn languages and everything. And one thing I have to tell people, and this is why I don't allow people in my space, and I don't allow myself to want to meet new people, because the sense that I have, the feelings that I get, the thinking that comes across, is nothing you'll be able to do behind my back, in my face, around me, and I ain't got to be looking and think I'm not going to feel it or know. It all, I always know, like, you're never going to be able to get anything off on me without God sending me the message, God sending me a sign, God sending me a body's vibration. I'm going to know. And 9 times out of 10, your signal, your vibration, and your body language is going to tell it all. And a lot of y'all probably be around people that don't even like y'all. But y'all don't be, so y'all not in tune to y'all vibrations. And y'all not in tune into y'all spiritual level to where y'all don't know that they don't like y'all. Because y'all not allowing y'all body language and y'all not allowing y'all energy to pick up off theirs. So God can give you the signal that you got the wrong person around you. So then when they do some fuck shit, you be lost. Why they do that? That's the thing. They've been doing it. It was doing it in your face. Your vibration was low and you wasn't paying attention because you were caught up probably with a nigga or doing some stupid shit to where you didn't even understand that the person around you has always been them, but you just never knew because you never tapped into your sixth sense so God can give you the sign. Or he did and you blew it off because you wasn't tapped in. You didn't know what it was. Learn who you are. Learn your vibration. Love people. Learn love languages. Learn how to appreciate who you are. So therefore, when you get somebody that know that you love you, they gotta outtop that love. But we don't. We get people that be lower our love. If we love us, then we'll get a person that lower our love. We'll get a person that take us from high to low. Don't allow that. If you love who you are, they will have to come 100% and give you all of them and more for them to be on your love level. But y'all not ready for that. Y'all probably not even ready for this conversation that I just actually had. But the real gonna ride, the fake gonna divide, and those that listen to this will tap in and understand that everything I'm saying is true. Everything I'm saying is from the universe. I study this. I read. I be up for days sometimes. I be up 72 hours sometimes reading, learning who I am, learning my love language, learning my vibration. If I want to deal with a person or if I don't want to deal with a person. And I learn how to cut my feelings off and I know how to cut them on so I can be in control of who I am. And I can be in control how somebody carry me. And I can be in control how I allow people to make me feel. And when you have control over that, nothing beats that. Because they'll never win. Then they will disappear because they'll learn that they can't get in to who you are. They don't even know you. They're trying to figure you out. They can't even read you. You don't want to be able to be around people and they can read you. You supposed to always be able to throw a person off and say, damn, I can't read this person. That'll make them think a little harder. And then that'll make them think about shit that they bet not fucking do if they don't understand who the fuck you are. That means they don't know what you're capable of. They don't know your thinking process. You might not say certain things to them. You not might speak. And then you might speak some shit and shock them and be like, damn, I didn't even know that they had that knowledge. I get it all the time. Like, I always touch people when I speak to them about my gift. I speak to them about my abuse. I speak to them about everything I've been through. And they always be like, wow, I would have never knew. Right. You would have never knew today and you would have never knew then because it was self-control. I had self-control to learn how to exit my family out so they didn't have to go through this emotional roller coaster with me, and I learned how to protect them at the same time. But a lot of y'all invite y'all family and y'all friends into y'all relationships and y'all don't be ready to release the person that y'all with. And this is where another thing we have to understand as women: stop telling your friends and your family that truly love you how somebody's treating you and how somebody's doing you if you don't want them to dislike them or you don't want them to make them feel uncomfortable. I know sometimes we go to people and we just need to vent. But when you need to vent on something that's directly, really seriously It's always best to take that privacy to God and allow him to work on it. Now, it's okay to talk to your friends and your family about the little different changes you're dealing with, because everybody needs somebody. But it's certain levels of things you can't share if you want to continue to have your partner and your family and your friends all together at one. I had to learn to literally disconnect myself from the world and from the people that love me if I wanted to make sure I protect them and make sure that they understand I love them enough to release myself, to not allow them to see the pain and the hurt. And once I got out of that, mentally, physically, got myself back, I was actually able to open up and go share with my friends what I went through. The grateful thing about it, that they never had to worry about me going through it again, because I was already out of it. So they didn't have to come and say, oh, friend, you got to get away from that. Oh, he going to kill you. He going to do this, because I allowed myself to get out of it first before sharing what a person have done to me. Because I'm not going to like no motherfucking nigga, bitch, or whoever that mistreat my friend, my family, or nothing. If my friend called me crying, yes, I'm rocking with her all day. So if she crying today and back with him tomorrow, I don't give a fuck. But they have to understand too, because I love you, I don't accept the hurt. I don't accept that man treating you like that. But I'm never going to tell you to leave him, because I want you to have strength to enough to do it on your own. Not because I want to force it on you. Oh, I need you to leave him. You better leave him. He going to do this to you. He going to do that to you. That is not a way to teach your friends or your loved ones to get away from something that's not good for them. You cannot do that. And number one, bitches, stop telling y'all friends and y'all family leave a nigga alone because of a conflict. That do not allow them to leave them alone. That allows them to run to them more. Learn to pray with them. Learn to meditate with them. Send them Bible scriptures. Send them motivational speeches. Send them messages that we're going to get through this together. Whatever, got, no matter what you got to do, we're going to step out on top. And you will teach their vibration to go higher, to where every day they'll start seeing changes, to where they'll slowly start disconnecting from the person that they've been trying to get away from. And that is what friends are for. Friends are for to help friends, not to criticize them, not to call them stupid, not to call them dumb. And even women, period. We have it so bad calling the next woman dumb from fucking with a nigga. You're dumb too if you still fucking with them. We have to stop being so fucking delusional and always pointing a finger at the other woman, when your man, if that's your man, is the one that owe you loyalty. The other woman don't owe you loyalty. The other woman don't have to respect you if she don't want to respect you. Your man's supposed to respect you. Your man supposed to respect you and protect you. And once your man disrespect you and not protect you, that allowed the other woman to do the same thing. So now she feel like that nigga don't give a fuck. Fuck you, bitch. You know, and that's where us women fuck up off at. Men don't fall out behind bitches. Men sit up and talk about bitches, how they fuck them, if they pussy, if they can suck dick. Because I done been around conversations where I done heard men go in on bitches' pussies, they feet, all type of shit, they houses and everything. And not one time I ain't seen not one nigga get jealous, mad, they clap hands, they laugh. But I have seen women go head to head, neck to neck, to want to tear a motherfucking head off with a friend behind one. Let me tell y'all women something. Don't y'all fuck up a good friendship choosing these niggas over y'all friend because y'all want some dick. Because dick can go dick off somewhere else, but your friend can only be a call away when you crying. You will miss what you have when it's good. And that goes for women and men. Men are not the only one to miss out on good women. Women miss out on good men. And they be having the men that be faithful, take care of home, love them and their kids, And they'll go off fucking off with a nigga that don't like them, don't love them, just because. It ain't the nigga that they want. It's the dick that they want. You know why? Because the men at home ain't dicking them good enough. Ain't sexing them good enough. Ain't giving them that foreplay. But that side nigga, that nigga that got a girlfriend at home that love his bitch, probably married, everything else, he's giving her everything she wants. And she's loving it. But that goes to say, women, again, standards. Standards on your pussy. Standards. I had to learn in my life when I got older that everybody does not deserve to be inside of you. Not every man should be able to be inside of you to get that close. The closest you can a man can get to a woman is inside of her. It's the closest you can get. And every man don't deserve that. And that's why soul ties be bounced. Every woman shouldn't be able to fuck a man just because she want to fuck you and your dick get hard. Them are not standards. You got to learn how to say, I'm okay, baby girl. Like, I don't understand how niggas do it, but every bitch, they got to be gas, get your dick hard. Like, that's a turnoff to me. You know, like, shouldn't, them ain't standards. Them, it's easy. That means you're easy. Like, oh, all you got to do is have a big ass, or all you got to do is just want to fuck. To just fuck with somebody, just to get some pussy. Like, pussy and dick is so easy to get that I don't even understand. You don't even have to put no work in to do it no more. Motherfuckers don't even take you on dates no more. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't do shit. Motherfuckers just fucking. Fucking and catching feelings and catching heartbreaks. That's all it is. Feelings and heartbreaks and situations. Now, you in a situationship and you gotta know as the other woman, it ain't gonna last long because eventually niggas will get tired and they'll want to stop playing. They'll want to stop dabbing with the other woman. And they'll eventually leave the bitch alone. And now you're left with all these different emotions. Now you blaming yourself why he didn't want you and why he went back. Because you never paid attention to the signs that was always about sex. And you allow a nigga to come and fuck you and think he wanted you or he loved you. And you probably laughed at the other girlfriend. You probably laughed at the woman because you felt like you had one up. And you probably did it for a long time. And you probably now in his ear that you don't even want him to be with his other woman after you didn't already accept the fact that he had one. Ladies, we have to do better. We have to learn our morals. If you want a good man, you have to be a good woman. And if you attract a man that you don't want, then you know that man is not for you. Men, if you want a good woman, you have to be a good man. You could not want a loyal, dedicated, bet not cheat on me or fuck with no another nigga. But you out here constantly fucking bitches on her, not using condoms, probably got 3 or 2 babies on the way by other women. But you don't want her to do nothing because that's your bitch. I wouldn't even want that title. I wouldn't even want to tell nobody that. Young and dumb, that was me. But I'm grown. I'm in tune with myself. And I don't ever want to be that woman. I don't want to ever be the woman that's in the dark. So, if not choosing me is to protect me, please don't choose me. You know, if you only choosing me because you don't want to lose me, then are you going to do is break this relationship, this bond, this connection, because eventually it's gonna come to the dark in the light, and everything you did was only to keep me from not fucking with you, so you kept me in the dark. Listen, fellas, it don't matter what you do, a woman is gonna always find out. It could be 10 years, 5 years, 6 years, 20 years. You're not gonna be able to get over it. Sometimes we don't have to say nothing. You know why? Because it's pointless. Why come to you and tell you something that you're doing that you know you're doing, but I know I'm not going to leave you alone? Why waste my time, my energy, or my argument? Because we're going to argue, we're going to fight, we're going to huff and puff, and then I'm going to still be there. But that goes to say, now you teaching him how to carry. You teaching him and letting him know it's okay. It's okay to do that. It's okay to cheat and just argue. And then, next you know it, she's going through your phone calling the other woman. Now she's spitting all the business to the other woman. Now all your secrets out in the light, but then you get mad at the other woman. But again, that goes with learning who you are, learning that you love yourself, to know that if you're going to accept anything, ladies, because ain't nobody perfect, make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you know the outcome of it. And make sure you know the consequences behind it. And make sure you can handle it if it ever hit the light. So, if you know you fucking a nigga and he got a woman, and you know, because he already let it be known, and you're okay with that and you continue to do it, just know any day he could be like, I don't want to do this no more. And you have to accept that. Know that any day he can disappear and you might not never hear from him again because he went on with his family because he got tired. And you're going to have to accept that. And you're going to accept it because you chose to do it because you was caught up in the moment. He was giving you all those, I love you, I ain't going nowhere. Because what we don't understand, women, is that men can have multiple women. One man bring a woman 1,000 enemies. A man can have damn near 5-6 babies in 1 year. And a woman can only birth a baby once out of a year. She can get pregnant back to back. But the babies are never be born in the same year. They're going to be born one, and then the other one going to come the next year. But you're never going to have nobody to just, no woman just popping out kids all in 1 year unless you're having twins, triplets, or more than one. So, ladies, I'm just here not to judge, but to give a little advice on the things that I experienced. And I wanted to share because at the end of the day, when you get to a place of loving yourself, you glow better. You know, everything about you change. You start attracting different things, different people, even animals, kids. You start seeing different things happening in your life. Like, wow, the universe starts talking to you through animals. But a lot of y'all are so blind that y'all just think they animals and don't even know that the universe is talking to you because you caught up on something different. So, I'm just speaking to my ladies to just give them a little knowledge on self-care, self-love, put you first, put God first, put you second, and put your children third. But whatever you do, always love on you. And when you love on you the way you want to feel, that bonus men that deserve you is going to love on you even extra. And you will know when it's real, because real love is hard to explain. So when the love is real, it's hard to tell somebody why you love a person. Now, if a person can say, oh, I love them, and they be like, well, why you love them? They can give you all these reasons that they love them, and they might be real. But real love is hard to explain. You don't even know how to explain real love. It's really hard. Like when you say you truly love somebody and they be like, what? You be like, I can't even explain it. You know why? Because true love is a feeling. It's a feeling that comes over you that you can't shake. You go to bed happy. You wake up happy. Thinking of that person just make you smile. And you ain't even got to talk to them, but they on your mind 24/7. You be already knowing that they thinking about you. You be already knowing they missing you because it's true love. So it's like, even when y'all are distant, y'all have that connection, because distance make the heart go fonder. So that's how you really know when love is real. And a lot of times, y'all women don't even allow y'allself to go out to see if a nigga really care or love y'all, because y'all be chasing them. Y'all don't even give a nigga time to come in and be like, you know what? I'm tired of this shit. I'm going to get my bitch. Because if they out fucking with a bitch, you're trying to go find them. No. Walk away. Walk away. A real man ain't losing what he can't get back. Believe that. And it might be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It might not be in that same month. But when it hit him, he's coming back. Now, the thing is it too late when he come back? You don't know. Only time will tell. Only feelings will tell. Only healing will tell. Then, he might come back and it might work out for the best. But that's when you go into prayer. That's when you ask God for these deliverance, visions, purpose, strength, wisdom, and growth. And if he don't come back, let him free. Because one thing I ain't doing as a woman is never chasing a man, because I'm never that lonely and desperate to just be with somebody all because I want somebody. And I learned that within these 2 years of loving myself and being single, that before I allow men to come in my life and take everything that I have earned and built for myself to get out of where I've been to, I'll never take that from me again. Not my heart, not my soul, not none of that. I learned how to have self-control in everything that I do. If it's sex, conversation, friendship, relationship. And I'm not the woman to think that because I mess with a nigga, oh, he gonna choose me. I don't never think in my mind a nigga gonna choose me. Because clearly I don't give a fuck if a nigga choose me or not. You feel me? Y'all bitches be too busy want to be chose by niggas that ain't even got shit. I tell niggas all day, if you ain't choosing, then you're losing. Because I'm telling you straight off, I ain't choosing shit. Period. And that's your fault if you miss out on your opportunity with a good person. You can't double back here. So it's only two options. Either you get right or you get fucking left. And whatever road you take, may the best motherfucker win. But I'll tell you this, I won't be going through that hellhole with you. I won't be going through that abuse mentally, physically, sexually, or none of that shit. Learn how to cleanse yourself. Learn how to meditate and get whatever them energies is off of you so you can see clearly. Because a lot of people was blind because the energy that they carry on them has blocked them from seeing things. So they're lost, they're crying, they're emotional, you know, their anxiety kicking in. They don't know which way to go. They don't know who to talk to, you know, and now it's driving them crazy. But that's because it all starts with self. That means you as a person need to say, okay, it ain't them, it's me. What do I need to do to fix me? And all I need to do to fix me is to love me? That shouldn't be hard. Because how can you try to make somebody else love you the way that you don't even love yourself? How can you tell somebody else not to do something to you, but you don't even love yourself by accepting it? Don't be cheating. Pussy, don't be cheating on me. But then you know a cheater, but you won't let go because you worried about the other woman getting them. Listen, may the best bitch win, because you had already won if you think we're going to be in competition over any man. Matter of fact, I'm going to choose for them. You won, sis, because I don't want them. You feel me? Because this is my thing, what I have learned in relationships, I've been there, is every nigga I have ever wanted, I have always got it, right? It was never hard for me to ever get the nigga I want. But it was so fucking hard for me to get them motherfucking demons and them niggas away from me, to where I was losing myself. And I had to understand that I love me too much for me to allow a nigga to mistreat me, or allow a nigga to keep calling me bitches and all that. Like, what? And then we be so good to these men and everything, and we do not get what we deserve from them. We don't even get, like, niggas are scared to tell you they love you. They feel like they a sucker for love. Like, but they'll tell they bro, I love you, bro. Like, what is it about a woman that y'all men don't like to where y'all scared to love a woman? Now, don't get me wrong. All women don't deserve it. All women ain't to be trusted. But that's where men have to learn their love language. Men have to learn their energy. They have to know when a bitch not right. Just like we know when men not right, niggas know when bitches not right. The things with niggas is y'all think with y'all dicks, and y'all don't give a fuck if the bitch y'all right or if she cool, because all y'all want to do is fuck. And then a motherfucker end up hurt and dead because you was too busy trying to get a bitch pussy. And now you done lost your fucking life because this bitch wasn't good, or she done got close to you to set her up for her nigga. Y'all be laying up with these bitches. These bitches don't even be liking y'all. These bitches don't. These bitches be pillow talking and fucking off with other niggas. And y'all be so quick to mistreat the woman that'll do anything for you and ride it out with you to go fuck with a bitch that don't give two fucks about you. And at the end of the day, if you go to jail, that bitch you mistreat gonna ride that bed out. And if anything happened to you or you die, that bitch gonna be the one hurt at your funeral. And she probably gonna be the one paying for this funeral shit and everything else. While the other bitch on with her motherfucking life with another nigga. Because y'all men think with y'all dicks. But my time is up. I hope that this message sent out to the universe. I pray.